never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And if you're one of those file swappers, you may be...
Hey.
We don't
swap around here.
You may want to be aware that the recording industry launched its largest wave of file swapping lawsuits with 532 currently unnamed individuals that it's probably going to be serving here shortly.
I hope I don't get one of those letters.
In other brief news here, the 900-pound gorilla known as Microsoft pulled another PR blunder. Went after a Canadian gentleman by the name of Mike Rowe. M-I-K-E-R-O-W-E, I believe, is what... Mike Rowe, and he has a website called MikeRowesoft.com. And they felt threatened by this 17-year-old student and served him and caused him all kinds of grief. And really what they did was they drew attention to this young man, who would have been a fly on the wall of the world of computers forever, but thanks to them, he's a worldwide phenom now. And after realizing they screwed up, they actually decided to pay all of his legal fees. It's like, you know, come on, who's calling the shots over there at Redmond? I mean, they really...
Paul?
You know what it is?
No.
They have so many legal people on staff at Microsoft, you know. They're out there, and they're trying to just find somebody to go after, because that's their job.
Yeah, I mean, so you've got to find people to go after. What else is there to do?
I'm sure Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer, and when these guys sit around, they don't think about which 17-year-old Canadian student they're going to go after next. I mean,
no, it's
really
not them.
No upside.
That's way beneath them.
It's the Sharks.
It is the Sharks. Ooh, Sharks.
They are.
Shall we do our Geek Speak of the Week?
Yes, we shall.
Every week we bring you a term, a little tasty word that you can use to show just how geeky you are, or maybe how geeky you're not. This one I think refers to a lot of our listeners and can be used quite often. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is technoplegic.
Haven't we used that one before?
No, we used...
Technochondriac.
Yes.
Technoplegic.
Technoplegic.
Yes. Like quadriplegic, but
no. Not even close to the same thing. A technoplegic is a person who feels paralyzed mentally when faced with technology.
Yeah, quadriplegic is physically paralyzed.
Yeah, do you want? I have a sound file of an actual technoplegic.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, I think the Homer Simpson trying to get online at AOL. I think that might be.
More fitting.
More
to
like
to start, press any key.
Please input proper code and password.
Don't! Security authorization accepted.
Woohoo!
Yeah, they generally turn the corner. Anyway, you can generally tell the technoplegic out there when they're kind of staring at the screen like a deer with the headlights in their eyes. They're just kind of...
Very confused looking.
What do I do now? I'm going to break something if I do anything. It's asking me a question. I don't know. I answer yes or no. What do I do?
Answer maybe.
Let me stare at this for an hour and maybe it'll go away.
I like when the choices are yes and cancel.
Yes and cancel. Or yes and uh-huh. How about our Snap Files, formerly known as Web Attack? Snap Files web download of the week. It's a it specifically deals with our topic this week. It's a program called Rename Master that's a download that lets you rename large groups of files with just a few clicks. So if you had 300 files that had similar, or let's say digital camera, you got all those DSC00159259935.
Yep. Really descriptive names.
You want to change them all to Lake Tahoe Ski Trip.
One, two, three, four.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
More gooder.
You can do it.
Free,
and instead of having
free,
to go one by one by one to do that, you just grab a group and say, hey, do this and do that, and it just is smart enough to know what to do.
It's advanced.
It's amazing. Rename Master, our Snap Files free download of the week. Check it out all at datadoctors.com. Of course, Geek Speak of the Week. You can also see what this week, last week, and all the Geek Speak of the Week.
40 weeks ago
week. Yeah, absolutely. Right there, archived on our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. And while you're there, why don't you sign up for our newsletter so that we can warn you about these various things that we talk about here on the air ahead of time.
Yes.
So you can be a more gooder consumer.
You could do that.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
To the phones?
To the phones.
To the phones when we return from
to the
other side of the big bad break.
It's to the hot chocolate machine.
Yes, it is.
Is it brewing today?
Honey, it's low-fat hot chocolate.
Right, no fat, non-fat.
And I'm drinking it in very small cups, so...
Sugar-free, non-fat.
Portion control is in effect.
Jeff, Orville, Steve, Mike, I don't know who else is in there, but we got lots of your calls lined up and ready to rock when we come back on the other side of the break. Also coming up in the show, well, what else do we have coming up in the show? I don't know.
Just people like Orville asking great questions like, what kind of a computer should I buy?
What kind?
Yeah,
ooh,
what type
Orville,
should I
that's
buy?
A really good question, and I bet you you're going to have a really good answer from us. So.
And Steve wants to know where he can go to learn how to use his PC better, so we'll give you all that and more here on the Computer Corner. It is the Data Doctors in the house, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, C.Cab, and a host of thousands here to serve you.
Including your calls and questions, 602-277-5827, more Computer Corner after the news.